It's Good Day. Did you know Good Day is on the air live until 10 o'clock Eastern every morning? You can stay with us till 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central by going to DougStephan.com. That's Doug, STEPHAN.com. Because some stations go away and do other things. So if you want to stick with us, you see the big banner there in the middle of the page with words like listen live now. That should be your cue to click onto that. And you'll be in business.
Are we alive?
Are we live? I am, and Jennifer is. How about you? Live. So we have Dr. Pam Popper coming along in a few minutes from the Wellness Center, the Wellness Forum in Columbus. I want to acknowledge something that I thought was kind of funny, and because it's not a political program, but we are interested in being amused. It is amusing, I think. Governor Gary Johnson was in that first, for the first time he was in the presidential debate. And he said something along the lines of his next door's neighbors, the two dogs have created more shovel-ready jobs than the current administration, which apparently Rush Limbaugh says they stole from him. Apparently he said it. Now, whether or not it came originally from him, there's some discussion about whether it may have come from somebody else, a comedy writer for The Tonight Show a number of years ago. It just is interesting how these people get into the minutiae of stuff like that, and that becomes a big hot item. Who really cares? Is it plagiarism? Is this guy a thief? Horace, why would you want him to be your president?
I am not a crook.
You're not? Good to hear. Good to know, Roberta. Somehow I knew
the
that.
The words of Richard Nixon.
All right. Okay, we've got 9 past the hour. We're going to have a little laughter because we all know that's the best medicine, the power of laughter in a moment or two. Remember that laughter yoga that we did? We all just sat around.
That was fun.
Right. All right. Well, let's see if we can come up with some more ways of genuinely laughing, and then we'll have Pam Popper with some important suggestions for you right here on Good Day.
Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer From Soldier to Soldier bracelets, a stylish fashion statement with a conscience, and a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes a uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are produced in the USA and can be purchased at ElisaIlana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right. Yes,
there's a mystery eater on the line.
Yes and yes. Okay. So in the world of romance, there are ways that women keep score. I don't think men do this at all, but the point system that women use and the way the game is played, I have an insight into this, and I was going to share some things that have come from a source that apparently created this female demerit system.
Okay.
For example, the simple duties that are done at home. If you make the bed, men, you get a point. If you make the bed but forget to put the decorative pillows, you don't get any points. You throw the bedspread over the rumpled sheets, that's all you do, you lose a point. All right, let's see here. You go to buy your lady what she wants, you get a 5-point plus on the in the plus column. If you go out in the rain to get her what she wants, that's 8 points in the plus column. But you come back with a beer, it's -5. You get up and check out a
unless
suspicious...
Unless you come back with two.
Yeah, right.
So say, what about if you come back with a keg?
Uh-huh. You check out a suspicious noise at night, you get a point. You check out the suspicious noise and there's nothing, you don't get any points. Check out a suspicious noise and it's something, that means you get 5 points. You pummel it with an iron rod, you get 10 points.
Absolutely.
If it's her pet, you lose 20 points.
Ooh, big mistake for a little kitty.
Uh-huh. Let's see, when you go out socially, if you stay by her side the entire party, you don't get any points, but you don't lose any. Stay by her side for a while and leave to chat with an old friend, You lose 2 points. The old friend is named Tina. You lose 10 points. Tina's a dancer. You lose 20 points. Tina has implants. You lose 80 points. All right. One more. Let's see here. Here's how you the point system works on her birthday. You take her out to dinner, you get 2 points. Take her out to dinner and it's not a sports bar, it's 3 points. It's a sports bar, you lose 2 points. It's an all-you-can-eat night, you lose 3 points. Ugh. It's a sports bar, it's an all-you-can-eat night, and your face is painted the colors of your favorite team, you lose 10 points.
Yes.
All right?
What if your name's on the bathroom wall? Oh. In the ladies' room.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Right. For a good time, call Roberta. All right, so anyway, a few chuckles courtesy of someone who's got a creative mind. 13 after the hour, Pam Popper in a minute here on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
High levels of vitamin C are bad
good for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is detrimental
beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotics, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum help make nutrition possible. Now at Walmart.
All right, so 13 after the hour, Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, and has such as into and understands what's going on, a lot of research. What research do you pay attention to? Do you do research there, or do you use research to come up with plans for people? Do you help people stay in shape, get in shape, live better, healthier, longer? What's that all about?
Well, a good question. We don't do research at our facility, and fortunately we don't have to because the research has already been done. In other words, if you look at Dr. Esselstyn's research, he's been curing coronary artery disease for 26 years. He's done this with hundreds of patients. He's published articles in the medical journal, and I don't really feel like I need to do it again.
What's his name?
It's Caldwell Esselstyn.
Esselstyn.
Okay. He's at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Roy Swank was stopping the progression of and or reversing multiple sclerosis. He did it with a few thousand patients and followed them for 34 years. I don't think I need to do it again. I just need to follow his lead.
Mm-hmm.
So we use a lot of research at our facility, but we don't do original research because that really has already been done. But there's an important distinction, I think, in the type of research upon which you rely.
Right. Well, that's what I wanted to get to. We hear all the time from people, research proves this. Our own Dr. Ken often, as a matter of fact, usually when he's on the program about a half hour after you're on, he presents the findings of a lot of research that's done in the various journals from various medical fields. And I've always said with a certain amount of disdain, the research will come out the way whoever paid for it wants it to come out.
Well, that's not even the biggest problem. I think that's true, by the way. There is a lot of evidence for that. But I think the biggest problem is that so much of the research is really designed to show short-term changes in biomarkers, and they don't necessarily have anything to do with long-term outcomes. And a good example would be fish oil is clinically proven to elevate or raise HDL levels. The problem is that it doesn't make any difference. There's no evidence that people with higher HDL levels fare better in terms of survival, risk of heart attack, stroke, all-cause mortality.
Big push on that then? Why?
Well, because I think medicine is a reductionist practice. I mean, that's the way doctors are trained in school is to look at blood work and to celebrate small changes in biomarkers or even big changes in biomarkers. And the most egregious example, and I use it just because everybody understands it so well, is that a lot of cancer treatments and chemotherapy drugs will reduce tumors, sometimes by half in 30 days, and people think, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing since right turn on red light, but all the patients die next year Well, you know, so what if we reduce tumors for 30 days? What about long-term survival? Nobody coming into my office cares about 30 days. They care about living for a long time. So I think it's very important. In fact, I'm doing a it's interesting you bring this subject up. I've been asked to do a presentation on this very topic about confusing research at a conference in California in October, and really looking forward to it because I think this is what makes this whole system difficult to navigate for most people because everybody's quoting research.
Right.
And so who do you figure, how do you figure out who's credible?
Well, I think that that's the main reason that I wanted to ask you that because we hadn't talked about it before. And I find research, as you've just suggested, to be, it's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder, in a sense, right? I mean, some people...
Well, it is until you learn how to filter it properly. And fortunately, you know, one of the things that we do is we don't just teach people how to eat. That's the easy part of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to teach people, if you're going to be optimally healthy, you have to understand a lot about this other stuff because it carries over into whether or not you should have diagnostic tests done. Should you agree to take a drug or have a procedure? I'm right now reviewing a report of a woman with breast cancer trying to figure out what to do. Well, the key is to figure out what to do based on survival, not on a lot of these short-term manipulations. Dr. Ralph Moss likens some of these treatments to transferring a large credit card balance to an interest-free card. You still are in debt.
Right.
If you don't address,
you gotta pay it back sooner or later. Yeah.
And if you don't get rid of that debt, that card may be charging more interest later on than the one you transferred the balance from. And there's a lot of balance transferring done in the healthcare field. It's an excellent analogy. What we have to figure out is what of all these options is actually going to help you live longer, not just the tumor's gone next week. I mean, that's an easy outcome to accomplish, but what of all these options is actually going to cause you to live longer? Because that's what people are really interested in doing.
Yeah. And there are so many different opinions, though, and even science is opinion, well, it's scientific method, but it's an opinion based on somebody following a procedure. And I always say that science is continually disproving itself, much to the chagrin of people who think that everything is based on science, there ought to be, but science
It can be based on science. You have to outline your criteria, though. In other words, if all I care about is good blood work, that's my scientific point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I love David Barker's quote. It's from one of his books. He's a medical doctor in England. He said that while patients appreciate all the high-tech stuff we do for them, I'm paraphrasing here, he says we really miss the point because what patients really want is they don't want to be patients at all.
Right.
And in that, we've truly failed them. And so I think my point of quoting that is that most people don't come into the office asking for what they really want because they don't know how to. So they come in concerned about the tumor, the blood work, you know, the marker for the problem. And we have to be concerned about those things, that they're not irrelevant. But again, the important thing is long-term outcomes. And so if your criteria in looking at research is, look, I don't really want to see anything. I don't want to hear about 12 people at Tufts University who were followed for 8 weeks. I don't care about that. It's irrelevant to me. What I want to see is I want to see what happens to people who do whatever behavior it is that we're talking about here, whether it's a surgical intervention or taking a drug or following a dietary pattern. What I want to see is what happens to people who do this for a long time, because a long time is what we're talking about. The woman I'm looking at her file right now is 54 years old. So if she makes the right decisions, she may be able to live to be 94 years old.
Yep.
But what she doesn't care about is just living till the end of the year. She doesn't know how to tell me that, but that's not what she wants.
Yeah, well, hopefully at the end of all that, the last voice she hears is yours and mine. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Interesting food for thought. Check out her website, wellnessforum.com, through DougStefan.com. 21 after on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
What's your lucky number? Roberta, what's your lucky number?
My lucky number is two.
Two. Jennifer, what's your lucky number?
I'm boring. I like seven. I always have.
Seven. All right, Richie, what's your lucky number?
11.
11. All right, let's see. My lucky number is four.
But in roulette, it's always 17.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right, how often do you win playing roulette?
All the time. 17 and 35. If you're
really
in Vegas, try it out.
Really?
Yep.
How much have you won?
$20. No, I don't bet big, so, you know, I've won $100 here and there.
Okay, so then we ought to all play a number or variation on this number for Powerball and the Millionaire draws or whatever it is this week. 2, 7, 11, 4, and 17, or 35. You only play, what, you play five numbers and then the Powerball number. Isn't that how it works? 2, 7, 11, 4, 17 could be the five numbers.
Right.
Ooh,
and then
35
is the Powerball number.
I like it.
And any of us win, we split it four ways.
Okay.
Got it?
I'm in for a buck or two.
All right. I want to hear video. I want to hear verbal confirmation of that. So if somebody steals this, Rich, I want you to confirm that you would share it with the other three of us if you buy a Powerball ticket using these numbers.
I'm not going to promise the percentages, but
come on!
I'm going to promise the percentages.
Don't be a shyster.
Yeah, not going to promise the percentages.
Why
all
did
for
I
one
need
and
you?
One for all.
What do you mean? We came up with the numbers.
I could have gotten these numbers anywhere.
How?
No,
what
you
would you have? You could have gotten these numbers anywhere.
Sure.
Yeah, you could be on the next spaceship to Mars, which is what will happen to you.
I don't need
we'll
you to come
you
up
there,
with
mister.
Numbers,
huh? Yeah.
I can't believe you wouldn't share with us. That is so rude. If
share.
There are numbers and it's our group, you're like the mean guy in the office that just because he didn't play one day, mess him out of his money.
Yeah. Boot me out then.
All right. Yeah. Lee, that was...
numbers.
Richie, play a little more of that song. This is kind of an interesting song. I think the lady's name is Lean, L-E-N-E, Lovitch. Who is a little more outrageous even than Lady Gaga.
She sounds like Gwen Stefani.
Is she? Richie, have you got an audio, I mean a video of this that you're looking at, or did you just get the audio?
No, I somehow had this song. I have no idea why.
Good. I'm looking at a picture of this. Some weird looking babe. But I, there's something about this song that's catchy, don't you think?
I like it. I really think it sounds like a cross between Gwen Stefani and Cyndi Lauper a little.
Yeah?
Right. Kind of different.
Yeah. A number of videos online of hers. You want to go to YouTube. Lenny Lovitch. L-E-N-E. Have you ever heard of her before, Richie?
I've never heard of her before.
No.
She's one weird cat. I'm looking at her right now.
Yeah, right. That's what I said. She's really weird looking. Right. But this is sort of out of the same book. You've never heard of her before. Like, I never heard of that Sly Stone song earlier this morning.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Right? We have to educate
Not really.
Each other.
Not at all. The Sly Stone song you never heard of is on his greatest hits album.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
How would
yeah.
I have ever heard this song?
Rag City. Well, because this is a... She's a... You like some of these groups that are not exactly popular.
That's right.
Big
I do.
Bad Voodoo Daddy and Brian Setzer. They're not on the top of the charts all the time. They're good. We all like them. And I suggest to you there's something about this lady's music that is to like. I'm not sure, again, that we'd like her. As you've suggested, you might not want to invite her home to meet the parents, but she's interesting musically, and that's it. She's a creative sort. And you know what they say about creative sorts?
Yeah.
They're going to be like Roberta when they grow up.
This is another one of her songs.
Yeah. Funny and after a good day.
Hi, I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Missouri lawmakers reversed their ban of student-teacher communication on social networking sites. Instead, the decision will be up to each district, requiring electronic media policies in place by March of next year. The judge that blocked the ruling said the law could have had a chilling effect on free speech. In other news, Facebook's new platform makes sharing information frictionless, but are its new features a cause for privacy concerns? Many sharing apps allow Facebook to track every web page you visit. Make sure you check all your third-party apps and opt out of any unwanted sharing. And finally, the Dish Network announced that for as little as $10 a month, its subscribers can have access to the Blockbuster Movie Pass. The cheapest plan will give you access to DVD and video game rentals by mail and thousands of streaming movies. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now OneMain Financial. Still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Monday, in one of those warpy Monday moods. You know how they are? They're just kind of...
I need to kick it into gear a little bit. I feel like sluggish today. We got to work
it
up.
Yeah, I think we are. We're all a little on the sluggish side. The FBI annual crime report is out. 1.6 million drug arrests last year. 82% of those arrests were for possession only. Mm-hmm. Of those charged with marijuana law violations, 750,591 were arrested for possession only.
This means that
three-quarters of a million human lives were affected for doing exactly what every president of the United States has done in the last 30 years, smoking a joint. Let me repeat that. Three-quarters of a million lives have been affected, people arrested on marijuana violations, for doing what every president of our country has done in the last 30 years. And I would suspect that three of the four people who are on the air with me right now have done it as well.
What's funny is that three of the four, who do you think?
Well, I'm not one, so I'm figuring the three of you have.
I have only tried it once, and literally I took one puff just to do a bet, but I've never really done it.
My daughter told me the same thing. She tried it, and she puked. She said it was so horrible.
I didn't even do it right. I figured out, you know how Bill Clinton said he didn't inhale?
Right, of course.
I figured out that I don't know how to inhale. Because even when I tried cigarettes, I would just puff on them. I don't think I know how to inhale.
Yeah. The only difference...
I went to college in the 70s, enough said.
Yes. So the difference between the former and the current presidents, and they were talking about the people in jail, is that the presidents didn't get caught. And so I wonder how I offer this as food for thought. When you get 750,000 people whose lives were affected because they got into the legal system for smoking a joint, it sort of makes you wonder what our priorities are. It does me anyway. I mean, I can't stand the stuff. I don't want to be around it. It makes me sick to smell it. It's awful stuff. But that's me, and I'm me.
Do you think
I make my own decisions?
Because I'm actually, you know, I struggle with this. Should we legalize it? I jump on the bandwagon and then I jump off, because there are a lot of people who don't take it seriously as a serious crutch in life.
No, but the more important thing here is how many people are affected by this and the cost. We're all around the business of cutting expenses and we, you know, paying more taxes. Why would you want to pay more taxes for a system that supported hundreds of millions of dollars going to maintain a criminal justice system that put these people in jail? Smoking a joint, getting caught, you go to jail, maybe for a month, I don't know, for a week even. In some jurisdictions, that's what happens. This is outrageous.
So can we say that
on dope?
Can we say that possession is okay, but intent to sell is still a punishable crime?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, even in marijuana, in the case of marijuana, whether that's true. In the case of anybody selling any other drugs, yes. I think that's true. But the fact that we put people in jail for using drugs instead of working them through a system that helps to get them off drugs or educates them as to why they ought not to be on
education.
Them in the first place. And all these programs have been cut from schools. So we spend, about $400 million a year to put these people in jail. Instead of spending what would it cost to educate them as to, we used to have a program in our school system called DARE. I think it was national. The police would come in and they'd show you what a joint looked like and other drugs and the paraphernalia. And then they'd teach you or show you how, and I think some of them were effective and some of them weren't, it seemed. Yeah. But that stuff's all gone.
They're wasn't
all
that the just say no? That was the just say no
part
thing
of it
that everybody
was, I think,
criticized Nancy Reagan for, which was an educational initiative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all it was. And people, you know, everybody's a wiseacre and everybody's going to, because of who they are, they're going to figure that they have no credibility. When in fact, a lot of people who have ideas that maybe are not 100% in sync with yours have some good ideas. Nobody is 100% right all the time or full of good ideas all the time, and nobody's 100% wrong and has, you know, bankrupt ideas.
But what's really weird is that the laws across the country are so divergent. I mean, for instance, in New York City, if you have under an ounce of pot, it's a civil citation. It's a $100 fine. It's basically a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
That's it. And you can get three offenses or something like that before they can actually, you know, bring any sort of charges, where they press any charges against you. So it's just a ticket. And the cops don't even bother. I mean, they basically don't want you sitting in open spaces in front
smoking
of people smoking a joint. If if you're doing it discreetly and they walk by and smell it, they don't care. They really don't care. You go to states like Colorado. I was at the Mile High Festival at Colorado last year, which was a music festival. Yeah. They actually had a smoking tent, and it wasn't for cigarettes. Mm-hmm. It was a specific place where you could go.
So you could get 2 miles high.
Yes, you get 2 miles high, because they didn't want people, because there was a lot of children at the festival, they didn't want people smoking around the children. So, you know, then you'll go to another state, and you could get thrown in jail for 10 years. I mean, it's completely insane.
Well,
it makes
the thing
no
that I think is
whatsoever.
The biggest joke, right. I think we either need to legalize it or not, but these medical marijuana cards,
oh my
gosh.
Goodness.
It is the dumbest thing that you've ever
you
seen
say
in California.
You can go to a doctor,
and there's a list on the wall. Do you have menstrual cramps? Do you have migraines? Do you have everything? And then you point out what you have, and they give you a prescription, and you get a medical marijuana card. It's just it's ridiculous. Either legalize it or don't, but I think that weird middle ground.
Well, it makes a mockery of the medical
Well, that's the whole
business.
Thing. You know, they're regulating it, and that's the whole thing. Legalize it and regulate it and tax it.
Yep.
Done.
And then the problem goes away. Instead, we have this ridiculous attitude, and it's an attitude that's promoted by certain people who speak or think in a certain way, and it's not it isn't appreciated, nor is it applicable, really, anymore.
It's kind of like prohibition. you know, what
it is prohibition. With alcohol. It's the same as it's prohibition.
What is it? It's the biggest cash crop in Northern California, Jim?
Yeah. And it's making people are making millions on this
crazy.
Stuff. We're making people rich, and we're also spending a lot of our tax dollars. I don't want my tax dollars. You know, this is where the consensus needs to come in. Some people think it's a great idea. Well, you know what? I don't. And the majority of people don't. Why do you think Ron Paul and Herman Cain are doing as well as they are in the straw polls and all this other stuff, even though the news media is against them? Why do you think they're doing as well as they're doing? Because they represent these kinds of ideas that are the lunatics who have passed these bills in the name of some political philosophy that has bankrupted us, both hardcore political philosophies, left and right, have cost the mainstream hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, because of their trying in some way, and the tax code does this too, force us into some way of living that isn't the way we want to live. But yet their influence is so out of proportion to the numbers, and they contribute a lot of money and all these other things. So they influence legislation that's passed that costs you and me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And this is just another example of it. Another example is the number of people who are in jail who have gone through the legal system jamming it up because they had possession of marijuana or they smoked a joint. It's mind-numbing that we have all of this stuff around. And then the other side, these foolish people say, I'll pay more taxes to run the government. Why would you want to do that in the face of all of these problems? And I think that's what you're feeling and sensing. I will tell you, I was with a very diverse group of people at this wedding, my niece's wedding on Saturday night up in Vermont. Very diverse group of people, politically, age-wise, and occupation. You know, you name it, there was somebody there representing some point of view. And almost to a person, people said, we all hear what we want to hear, and we agree, yeah. But I will tell you that I was listening to people so fed up. And this happens every place I go, and it happens on the radio. So if it's the case that people are so fed up, I always say this back, I throw it back in their face. So why aren't you doing something about it? And that's really where...
The sad truth is, sadly, people don't know what to do.
Well,
it's,
you know,
weird.
There was a Bill Maher, and you can say what you will about him and his program. I think he's an arrogant little you-know-what. But he has some very interesting and provocative people. And that's the thing. Oftentimes we discount someone who may have a television program or a column or whatever it is because you don't agree with their philosophy. You never learn anything by listening to somebody preach to the choir. You learn about things by, it may be that I don't like Mayer, but I like some of the people that are on there and some of the ideas that they put forth. And so in this circumstance, he was talking about, and now this went out of my mind. I saw it last night a little bit. Isn't that awful? It just, as it came into my mind, as an example of what this is all about, it went out of my mind. And it had to do with all of this. Oh, I know what it was. Thank you. Back to there is the mind catching up with the mouth. It had to do with where the revolution begins. This fellow was on, I don't know who he was, but he, and then they all began to, there were six people on the stage with him. They all began to say the same thing. And the audience cheered when they talked about the revolution. And how it will begin is one incident. You know how the bank crash came as a result of the San Francisco newspaper reporting on on the default in a condo project in suburban San Francisco, and how the banks had screwed up. And that's where the whole domino effect of that article in that paper caused the whole Wall Street and bank thing to crumble. That's what started it. And this person maintained, and I agree, that there's going to be one incident that's going to happen. Somebody's going to get it in the shorts, and it will start a protest, and it will consume this country. Something stupid will happen, and it'll just be the tipping point. And then people will say, you know what? We've had enough. And that's where the serious change will begin. And I think, frankly, we're getting closer and closer to it all the time. Just be interesting to see what it is. What's that one thing? Why did they have what they had? What started the circumstances that created the change in Egypt? or the other countries in the Middle East. It was one thing that pushed people over the edge. What caused Tiananmen Square in China? One thing pushed them over the edge, and then everybody said, yep, you know, you're right, we've had enough of this. So in the case of what went on in the Middle East, that's all still to be decided. We know what happened in China. They just put it all down. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what's going to happen here, frankly. All right. So anyway, a little philosophy. Dr. Ken, no philosophy, just science and reports on medicine. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, time for Dr. Ken Kronos. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who will fix your face, the folks that have made Tautenoff. Is that, do you think that's too outrageous a statement to make, Ken? They will fix your face.
Provides a lot of repair.
It does. Yeah, I guess that, yeah, okay. So what it does is moisturizes your face. It supports collagen production in your face. Would you stop eating, Roberta? Do you know how crazy you make me when you do that? You absolutely drive me nuts.
Keep Richie, going.
When you All right, anyway, Tautenol, I want you to know that this is the real thing here, folks. Tautenol is a moisturizer. It's a cream. It has three powerful ingredients. So how does this help people who are worried about their aging process?
Well, we all want to look about 10 years younger. We want to get rid of those deep wrinkles. We want something that's safe and effective. Avoid the needles, the cutting, the surgery. This is the real thing. It was developed by a plastic surgeon. It'll do the job. And if it doesn't work, the nice thing I like about it is you'll get your money back.
All right. This actually tightens up your skin. Another benefit of this cream is that it is it's easily available, and you can buy two and get one free. That's the deal. And as Ken said, there is a money-back guarantee. Dial 800 291-2584. 800-291-2584. It's perfect. What else can you say other than something is perfect? Great, great, great. If you're a member of the anti-aging movement, you'll want to have Tautenol. 800-291-2584 for the special deal. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. Eating styles rubbing off on those who are in the same room. If you stand up and eat instead of sitting down, your children will do the same thing, right?
Doug, this is out of the American Journal of Public Health this week. It said that husbands and wives begin to look like each other over time. Well, this new study suggests they also begin to eat like each other as the years pass. It seems that people we consider meaningful in our lives tend to share a lot of the eating behaviors that we do. And the good news is that we can use those people to help us make better choices across all relationships. The eating pattern most likely to be shared was, guess what, alcohol and snacks.
Wow. Isn't that powerful? We all, if you don't know it, it really is about the environment that you live in.
It's contagious.
Yep. Okay. Here's another interesting thing about where you come in the birth order in your family, how successful you are in a sense.
Out of Market Watch, firstborn kids are the most likely to earn higher salaries and hold top executive positions. Those who were born first usually go into fields like government, information technology, engineering, and science. Middle children often go into law enforcement, firefighting, construction, education, and personal care. Those who are born last frequently go into art, design, architecture, editing, writing, information technology, and sales. Only children tend toward information technology, engineering, nursing, and law enforcement. The important things, if you have more than 4 years between your sibling, you're probably now a first child.
Really? Huh. All right. Some interesting things there. Dr. Ken here with the info on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Pop music. This is from the movie Grease. Yeah, how often do we refer to that and get movie music from Grease? Olivia Newton-John, who is 60 years old today. That'll bother a lot of people. 60 for her today. Hopelessly Devoted to You came from Grease. How many other great songs, Chucker, if you think about it, have come from this movie?
Many. It had a great soundtrack. That was one of its main appeal. The film was a huge... You know, when I was a kid, growing up in Brooklyn, New York in 1978, I knew so many kids, teenagers in the neighborhood that went back and saw that film 20, 30 times in the theater.
Really?
Yep.
You know what the equivalent was for that when I was your age? West Side Story.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing. An interesting comparative, but it's the age. But there seems to be always something. Richie probably tell. Well, you and Richie are about the same age, though. Some of the John Hughes movies people would go back and see, right? Over and over and over again.
That's a good question. What's the most times you've ever seen a film in the theater?
In a theater?
Yeah, in a theater.
Hmm. Twice for me, I think.
Yeah, me too, I think.
You know, there was a period in my life when I was a little offset. I would say I went to see Tim Burton's Batman 10 times, and I seen Die Hard in the theater 10 times.
Really? 10 times in the theater you saw Die Hard?
I seen Die Hard 10 times in a theater. But, you know, I tell people I'm married with a child, so, you know, I'm not that crazy. But, no. But yeah, 10 times.
You are kind of crazy, but it's kind of a nice crazy.
That's what we like about you.
Right. All right, so let's see here in terms of, this movie that we've got in the four, we just did this one like a month or so ago, so I'm not going to do that. We'll come up with something else that's pretty compelling. It's 55 past the hour. Chucker and movie, well, the box office totals as movie reviews and movie substance is part of what we have here on Good Day.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, Chuck has got a great question. What was the second pairing of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John? Name of the movie. 800-510-8255. There are three altogether, Chuck, right?
Two.
Are there only two?
Only two.
Oh, I thought there were three for some reason.
Two.
Okay, so this was...
They always thought about doing a third project together, but never materialized.
I wonder what sort of shape it would take if it was done today. Because Travolta is a very varied guy. He does all kinds of things that are kind of fun.
It's not going to happen.
No, that's too bad. Well, anyway, what was the follow-up? We were just in terms of our music as we get started here from Greece. So what was the next time Travolta and Olivia Newton-John were paired in a movie? What was the name of the movie? 800-510-8255. What happened in the box office over the weekend, Chucker?
The re-release of The Lion King in 3D once again scored at the box office $22.1 million in the second week and released $61.6 million in 2 weeks of release. That's a nice profit for Disney. Number two was Moneyball, $20.6 million. I think this movie's going to have legs. I thought it was a good, entertaining baseball
What's it
story.
About? Oh, baseball, okay. Yeah, Brad Pitt's movie? Yeah.
I don't think Brad Pitt's ever been more likable or engaging on screen. He's really good, and so is Jonah Hill, who co-stars in the film. The family movie Dolphin Tale placed the third, $20.2 million. I've seen this with my wife and daughter and must admit I really enjoyed it. I thought it was an excellent family movie and well worth seeing for families and children. Abduction placed fourth. That's a new film with Taylor Lautner from Twilight fame. $11.2 million opening. Budget was $36 million, so the opening is not great, but it's not awful either. And Contagion ran out the top five. The virus thriller has done $57 million in business in 3 weeks, 8.5 over the weekend.
All right. David, what's the name of the movie?
Will be Grease 2.
Grease 2 is not the answer. Chucker, what's the answer?
Two of a kind.
Two of a kind would have gotten you a prize, David. Thanks for trying anyway. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know.